It's that time again where the organist encores with me, Damon Cox, where for the next 30 minutes we're enjoying music written by Jimmy Van Heusen. Let's get the ball rolling with the title song to the 1968 film starring Julie Andrews called Star. And here to play it is a star in many people's eyes, Hector Oliveira. Hector Oliveira and Star, and on that occasion Hector was playing the Dickinson High School Kimball when it was just 28 ranks, but still, what a sound. Now, for all those interested in a snippet of the life story, Jimmy Van Heusen was born Edward Chester Babcock in 1913 in Syracuse, New York, and began writing music while at high school. He renamed himself at age 16 after the shirt makers Phillips Van Heusen, to use as an on-air and during local shows. While at university, he became friends with Jerry Arlen, the younger brother of Harold Arlen. With elder Arlen's help, Van Heusen wrote songs for the Cotton Club Review, including Harlem Hospitality. And after all of that, the rest is really history. Music Time and a Ballad from 1957, played by old-timer Vic Hammett at the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer, If I Had You. Vic Hammett proving that when set up correctly, the English horn can sound wonderful on trem. Let's skip forward a decade to 1967 with a complete contrast and the sounds of Thoroughly Modern Millie, played by the thoroughly lively Lynn Larson on the Kearns cast and residence in Hollywood. Thank you. thoroughly enjoyable sounds of Modern Millie from Lynn Larson. Now, many of Jimmy Van Heusen's songs were sung by Frank Sinatra, and this next one is no exception. This ballad, written in 1953, was introduced by Dolores Gray in the Broadway musical Carnival in Flanders. John Mann is at the helm of the Allen MDS Theatre 2 in the Henley-on-Thames Town Hall with this haunting arrangement of Here's That Rainy Day. Here's That Rainy Day, appropriate, I feel, for some of the weather we've been having this week. Nice also to hear John play, as it's been some time since he last made an appearance. Up next, a duo of tunes written in 1955, very much in the Sinatra songbook. The first, called Love and Marriage, won the Emmy for Best Musical Contribution from the Academy of Television, Arts and Sciences. And second, Love is the Tender Trap, which reached number 2 in the UK hits. Here to play this duo with somewhat of an inspiration by Robin Richmond is one man who I know loves the music of Frank Sinatra, and that's Michael Waldridge. So here he is. ¶¶ Michael Waldridge at the Free Manual 19 rank Wurlitzer in the New Victoria Centre Howden the Weir. Time now for a song about a man who discovers love at a country dance by accidentally bumping into a woman who has a pug nose. Seems a strange thing to write about. Well, it's one of the most successful jazz standards ever written, in 1940 to be precise, and it's called Polka Dots and Moonbeams. The song was so popular that in its first year, a fashion designer even created a polka dots and moonbeams fabric print. This tune is one of my favourites, and I hope you'll enjoy it being played by Keith Beckingham. Keith Beckingham, Polka Dots and Moonbeams on the Clydebank Town Hall Wurlitzer. Well, from one dreamy ballad to another, so let's get straight on with it. Here's Bill Vlasic with It Could Happen to You.
Thank you.
the beautiful sounds of the Paramount Music Palace pizza restaurant Wurlitzer and the dreamy sounds of Bill Vlasic. Well, to end this week's show, perhaps the best known Sinatra hit written by Van Heusen. It was written in 1958, just as the jet age sat in, and the lyrics describe adventures in exotic locations, including Bombay, Peru, and Acapulco Bay. Here's Simon Gledhill asking you to come fly with me, or should that be with him? Simon Gledhill on the Four Manual 29 Rank Wurlitzer in the Alabama Theatre, Birmingham, Alabama, to bring this week's show and the music of Jimmy Van Heusen to a close. Next week, John Leeming's turn to provide the music, and he ventures into the world of vinyl records, including some that he's not played for years, or so he tells me. So from me, Damon Cox, signing off and saying stay safe.